talking about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Anastasia and Aaliyah with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. A 39-year-old man has died following a shark attack near Hull Heads in far north Queensland. Midday Sunday, emergency services were called to reef site Kennedy Shoal after receiving reports of a shark attack. Police Inspector Elaine Byrne says the man, along with three others, had taken a private vessel to Kennedy Shoal, where police believe the man had been spearfishing when he was attacked. Burns also said the man was retrieved from the water by another person who was in the water with him, but was declared dead at 1 p.m. suffering from critical head injuries. The victim's identity has yet to be disclosed. Currently, the species of the shark involved is unknown, but Inspector Burns said police investigators will work with the Department of Environment and Science to identify the shark species. Sunday's incident follows the attack and death of Stephen Mattis Mataboni in Western Australia last week. More in local news, St. Brendan's Primary School, Maruka, is to close at the end of 2026 as Brisbane Catholic Education, BCE, reshapes inner south schooling. Announcement made by BCE in mid-May 2026 was also confirmed the closure of Mary Immaculate Primary School in Annerley, as well as Our Lady's College, Annerley, transitioning from a girls' secondary college to a co-educational secondary college in 2030. Enrollments at both St. Brendan's and Mary Immaculate have fallen by one-third over the past 5 years. BCE has indicated that affected families will be offered enrollment at other BCE schools in the area. However, the closures are a part of a broader strategic shift by BCE, driven by changing demographics and strong parent demand for co-educational secondary schools. Newly opened co-educational BCE school, Holy Spirit College at Fitzgibbon, quickly filled capacity. A new co-ed secondary school is also planned for Windsor with more than 600 expressions of interest retrieved.
In national news, auction clearance rates dropped to 50% following changes to negative gearing and capital gains tax. The changes were announced earlier this month with the federal budget, and negative sentiment around the property sector has started to make its way into the marketplace. Catalogy Research Director Tim Lawless says, "I think this is probably just amplifying what was already a weakening trend in the market before budget night. Fears for renters grow larger due to now capped borrowing capacity for investors." Auctioneer Tim Cunnis says, "Our fear is that we will see the investment pool start to shrink, that we'll see rental properties become more scarce, certainly in areas that have already been built up and developed." However, Acacia Ridge A sales agent Omer Khan says that change in clearance rates showed the marketplace was normalizing. There were people who were planning their strategy on negative gearing and buying properties because of the negative gearing strategies. Now they need to sit back and give a chance to first home buyers.
A Melbourne teenager has become the youngest Australian to ever summit Mount Everest. 18-year-old Bianca Adler has made her mark on the 8,849-metre trek following the previous record set by Alyssa Azar and Gabby Kanizze. Adler cites both Azar and Kanizze as inspirations for her own mountaineering ambitions, stating that ever since a few years ago when I was training for other mountains, I had just looked up to those women. While the record-setting achievement is certainly impressive, it underscores the years-long overcrowding concerns on the mountain, particularly at the death zone of 8,000 metres. The same day Adler had made her way to the top, 274 climbers would also do the same. Adler made these concerns apparent in her ascent, where congestion meant she had to wait for her turn at the peak, saying you need to let everyone have their moment at the top of the world.
In international news, a coal mine explosion in northern China killed at least 82 people on Saturday, signifying the country's worst mining disaster in nearly two decades. The blast occurred at the Lushenyu shaft in Shaanxi province, the heart of the country's coal mining industry. There were at least 247 workers underground at the time of tragedy, according to Chinese media. Chinese authorities have launched an investigation and found the company responsible for the mine committing serious illegal violations. They claim to already put the company's person in charge under control, according to the law. While mine safety in China has improved in recent decades, accidents still occur due to vague regulations and lax safety protocols. This led to the State Council ordering a nationwide crackdown on illegal and unlawful activities, which include illegal contracting, unclear underground workers' numbers, and safety data falsification. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with high chance of showers and light winds. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is zero, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to fortablezette.org.au.